Rabbi Tzvi Lieberman.
In the end of this week's parasha, when the brothers were worried that Yosef would have a complaint against them and he may take revenge against them, so the pasuk says, "Vayomalem Yosef al tiro, there's nothing for you to worry about. Ki asach hazalikim oni, am I instead of the rabbeinu shel olam?" Says Rashi, what did Yosef HaTzadik mean when he says Asach Zekim Oni? Says Rashi, Im Oyisi Roitze Lohor Lechem Klum Ani Yochoil, can I, if I'd want to take revenge, you're Tzadikim. Is it possible for me to take revenge? I can't. It's not even in my power to do it at all. Like you couldn't. The Rebbeinu Shem is in control. It's not in my power to take any revenge against you. If you're not deserving of Oynish, I won't be able to do anything against you. So stayed on this pasuk, Moed Chiddush, where Rashi teaches that it's impossible, even for Baal Bechira, to harm somebody, to damage somebody. Who is undeserving? If the Rebbeinu Shalom has decreed that the person should have atzlocha, it's impossible for somebody to interfere. Hatachzikim ani, I can't be mevatel gezeir of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So if the Rebbeinu Shalom has decreed that you're okay, so there's nothing for you to worry. I can't do anything. That's the pshutoi shel mikra over here. So the well-known stira. I can't hear. So the well-known kashi is many Achraim talk about how does that fit in with the famous Zohar Kodesh brought in the Ohr Chaim, Hakodesh in Parshas Vayeshev, when Reuven said to Yosef, "Al tishpuchu dom, let's not kill Yosef HaTzadik, and we should just throw him in the pit instead." So the Zohar Kodesh asked the Kasha, is that called saving him? They threw him in the pit of the Choshem HaKravim. And as the Zohar Kodesh takes on, they knew there were Choshem HaKravim over there. They knew there were snakes over there. They knew there were dangerous scorpions over there. Nevertheless, Reuven said, let's not kill him. Let's throw him into the pit. Leman hatzil oiso miyodom lashiva lovim. Faith the Zohar Kodesh. Saving him. What type of saving is that? They're putting him into a dangerous pit, a pit for the Choshev HaKravim. Why is that called saving? And for the Zohar Kodesh, the Chaim Kodesh brings a very big kitzah. Says Reuven's plan was, as far as the Choshev HaKravim, he wasn't worried at all. The tzidkas of Yosef HaTzadik, that will surely protect him. The animals are not going to harm him. He's protected. He's a tzaddik. And the Choshev HaKravim can't anything against him. The problem was Baal Bechira. The problem was being in the hand of humans. They've got a koyach of Bechira. And their koyach of Bechira gives them a right to choose whatever they want to do. So even if Yosef HaTzadik is with his tzidkas, is not deserving of Misa, but they've got power with their Bechira. Since the Boshim gave everybody a koyach of Bechira, they can harm him. Says the Zohar Kodesh, Reuven's plan was, Leman hatzil oisom miyodom, from their hands. He wasn't planning. He knew that the Choshev HaKravim wasn't a problem at all. The problem is Baal HaBechira. So Baal HaBechira have got a choice. They've got the rights of doing anything. So even if he's undeserving. So therefore, that was the problem what Reuven was worried about. Says the Zohar Kodesh, so we see, and that's how we often assume, that Baal HaBechira's got a power. He can do, since the Boshim created the world with a power Bechira, so Baal Bechira's got a right, has got a power to be Mazik. So therefore, that was Reuven's main worry. The man had to listen to your dom. So how does that fit in with what Yosef HaTzadik said in this week's Pasha? Hatasikim only, I can't do anything. I can. He's a Baal Bechira. A Baal Bechira's got power to be Mazik, even somebody's undeserving. So what was the Nechoma of Yosef HaTzadik saying, Ki Asachzikim only? So one Mahalach is brought down from the Chidor, a big Chiddush. The Chidor says that there's a nafkamina between a regular person and a Melech. There's a klal lei malochim v'sor b'yad Hashem. It's just the opposite of how we may have thought. It says that the Chidor lei malochim v'sor b'yad Hashem. The Rebbein Shel Olam is in control of the hearts and all the actions of Malachim Vesorim. Says the Chidor, even if the rule is that generally a Baal Bechira can be mazik somebody, even if the person's undeserving of Oynish, because that's how the Rebbein Shel Olam created everybody with a Koyach of Bechira, or a Melech not. A Melech, the Rebbein Shel Olam is in full control of his actions because the Melech, because of his power. And because what a danger it is to the world if he's entitled to do whatever he fancies and he will have the power to do whatever he likes, says the Chidor, Melech is different. Lei Melech v'sor miyad Hashem. So a Melech can't be mazik, an undeserving person. Therefore, says the Chidor, Yosef was a Melech over here. So Yosef said, even though maybe it could be that in Vayeshev, that you tried to be mazik me, but you meet him revenge, that's not in my hands at all. I'm in the hands of the Rebbein Shel Olam. The Rebbein Shel Olam controls all my actions. Lei Melochim v'sor miyad Hashem. So me as Melech, I have got no power to do anything to you. And Yosef in his mind looked at his brothers and Tzaddikim, I've got no power to do anything to you. You're undeserving of anything, so you don't have to worry about revenge from me. And the Chidor brings a very, very geshmak haraya from the Psukim in Shmuel. And the Pasuk says, when Shmuel was told to give a message to Shaul that he's lost his melucha, so says the Pasuk, it's a Shmuel Aleph, capital Tezvov, Shmuel said to Shaul, Kora Hashem Mamlech is Yisome Alecho, V'nos Noler Echa Toig Mimecho. When Shaul was over the Tevah Hashem, he didn't kill out the Amalekim properly, so Shmuel had a message to tell to Shaul, you've lost your kingdom. Your kingdom, the melucha, has been given over to somebody else. And Shmuel didn't seem to be afraid of telling Shaul that. The Rebbein Shel Olam gave him the message, tell Shaul that, it was fine. Later on, one capital later, when Shmuel was sent to anoint David ben Yishai, he was sent, Shmuel said, Eich eilech v'shoma Shaul v'orgeini. Shmuel said, how can I go? It's dangerous, I'm scared. I think it's dangerous, I'm mokum sakona. Eich eilech v'shoma Shmuel v'orgeini. What's going on in the capital before when he spoke straight to Shaul and told Shaul HaMelech that you have lost your kingdom, the Rebbein Shel Olam has appointed somebody else instead of you? He seemed to be in perfect confidence. There's nothing to worry about. He told it straight in his face. That's the message from the Rebbein Shel Olam. Now the Rebbein Shel Olam tells him to anoint David and Yishai. He says, I'm scared. And the Rebbein Shel Olam accepted his worries. And the Rebbein Shel Olam told him a whole eitzah how to go, that they shouldn't notice you going to be Moshech Dovim and Yishai. What's going on here? Why is Shmuel suddenly scared? Says the Chidor, this is the proof to my Mahalach. While Shaul was a king, Shmuel had no worries. At first, when Shmuel came there to Shaul, Shaul was a king. Lei Malachim v'sorim v'yad Hashem. So kings, then the Rebbein Shel Olam, it controls their actions. So since Shmuel knew that he's just doing the Devar Hashem, he had nothing to worry about. Shaul couldn't harm him, even if he would try to harm him. But once Shaul had lost the kingdom already, and now Shmuel is sent to anoint Dovid and Yishai. Oh, yet such a shemoy gehad. This is the koich of Baal Bechir. A Baal Bechir can be mazik. A Baal Bechir can cause damage. So says Shmuel, I can't just go like that. It's dangerous. V'shoma Shaul v'orgeini. So now that he lost his kingdom, that's when he was worried about. That's the chiddush of the Chidor. So he said, generally a Baal Bechira has got the koyach to be mazik, but just not a melech. We can never know who is deserving of what. I must explain. Even if a person kills somebody who's justified, that doesn't take away the oynish. You choosing to do it, you still get the oynish. We're not discussing the oynish of the person who actually does it. He's not allowed to do it. We're talking about whether there's a power for the need to be worried about. Avada, the person who kills and he chooses to kill, that was his choice. Avada gets punished. Avada says, it's not up to you to start seeing, not for you to start, deciding to do it. For your Bechir Avada, that's the choice of ancient. We're discussing this deep understanding. Is it possible for him to kill somebody who the Rebbein Shel Olam has been nigzah before he's going to die? That's the discussion over here. On that, the Chidor says that a melech, whoever gets killed, that person is deserving. The melech is still not punished. But whoever gets killed is deserving oinish. Masha inkin by a regular Baal Bechira, it could be the person wasn't deserving till now. It was the power of Bechira which gave him the power to kill the Nidav. That is the discussion of here.
But the first Malchus also lost the Regali Shor. Came to him and
tell
him, you've lost your malchus.
Yeah.
So he
was
the boss.
Oh, but when he gave that. So there, Bashar, since there, he was still a king over there while he was speaking, so therefore Shmuel wasn't worried about. Only later, afterwards. That's right, correct. That's afterwards, he had lost the Malucha already, then it was the what? That's the Chidor's Mahalach. It's a deep sugya, but that's the Chidor's Mahalach, how to come through the sugya. Rabbi Chaim Freelander Zatzal in Sif Zechayim has got an arichas, and he brings a lot of rayas from many places that even a regular Baal Bechira cannot kill and cannot be mazik an undeserving person. Again, as you pointed out before, we're not discussing the oinish of the person who actually does the ma'aser. We're looking, is it shayach? Is this a raya mishmah that he's deserving? Or no, the koyach of Bechira gives a person a right to kill even somebody who at that time was undeserving. Says Reb Chaim Freelander Zatzal, he brings, I've got it down, six rayas, that a Baal Bechira, even a general Baal Bechira, there's no such thing as killing somebody or being mazik somebody who really is undeserving of Misa. Number one, he starts off with a posuk. The posuk in Parashat Ki Tzeitse, the posuk by the Makeh, it says Ki Yipoil Hanoifa Memenu. You mustn't make your house a dangerous house, a roof without a wall down, and invite people to your house, and they're going to walk, and you're going to cause them Ki Yipoil Hanoifa Memenu. So Chazal Darshan, what does it mean Ki Yipoil Hanoifa Memenu? So the Chazal Darshan, he's called Hanoifa already. Rose Elipoy Mishesh Meibreishis Elash Megalgilis Chusal Dezakai V'Choyval Dechayim. So we see how the Torah tells me this. You saw it. If you cause somebody to be nizik, Chas V'Shol, and you should know, really, as far as he's concerned, he had a gezeira, mesheshes, meperashes, as a losh chazal, he's going to die in any case. You mustn't be the one to bring it, because you'll get punished for that. But as far as he's concerned, he is a noifel already. He's called a noifel even before he fell. Ki yipol ha noifel memendu. Because if he fell down, it must be, it was nigzer from sheish meperashes, that this person is supposed to die. But you have to be careful. But we see that the Torah tells us this message, that a person, even a Baal Bechira, cannot cause damage to somebody who's undeserving of Misa. Raya number two from the famous passing in Parash Mishpotim, Vo'alekim in Aliyotoi, Rashi brings a chazal, when a person, Rachmonson, kills somebody else. It's an old story. It's sort of going back into the whole history why the person was deserving to die. The person who got killed had killed somebody beforehand, and there's no edim to testify on his guilt. So therefore, the Rabbi Yisham is mazin him to be at the bottom of the ladder when the other fellow falls on him. Elikim in Eliyodoi. It's all old cheshbonis. We've got no idea how many old cheshbonis there are why the person was deserving. So therefore, again, it doesn't part to the one who killed. The one that killed, he was careless and he chose to get away. The shoyin got mazed. He gets punished. That's his achrayas. But as far as the nerag, one has to understand that it was nigza on him to die, because a Baal Bechira cannot kill somebody whose there is no gezeira on of that he should die. Raya number three, the well-known story with Dovid HaMelech and Shimi ben Gera. Dovid HaMelech, when he was one of his times, he was running away, came along this Shimi ben Gera, and he cursed him, and he threw stones at him. He was a gefelicher, actions what he did. And Dovid HaMelech's servants, Dovid HaMelech's soldiers, wanted to give him a fitting punishment. Amoy b'malchus, almost a reteach, it was dangerous. Dovid HaMelech says, no, Hashem omar lo kilel. What you're worried about what I've suffered from this episode? Hashem omar lo kilel. He's just a messenger from the Rabbeinu Shloilom. He's doing what I deserve. And Dovid HaMelech chose to focus on himself. This must be, I'm deserving of it. And if I'm deserving of it, so I need to do tshuva my ma'asim. It doesn't mean Yen wasn't a Moed B'Malchus. Of course he was a Moed B'Malchus. Of course he was Chai Misa. And Dovid HaMelech didn't forget the incident. David Melch remembered he had responsibility to make sure Shimei gave a diet. But at the moment he said, as far as I'm concerned, he's done nothing to me. Hashem Omalekila. As far as he's concerned, that he was a Moiba Malchus, and he was, what he did was a Chet Godel. He instructed Shlomo Melech, before he died, make sure you take the matter into your hands with your chokhmah. You do it correctly. But David HaMelech, as far as himself, he focused his whole life, Hashem Omalek Hillel, I have not suffered from him. Whatever I have suffered is what the Rabbeinu Shalom has decided I deserve to get. So I haven't suffered extra because of him. He did a bad action, as far as he's concerned, that's his oinus. But I haven't suffered.
Why did he instruct Shalom? I don't understand it.
Because he had a cheshbon. He had a cheshbon. This is the Gandalf from Dovah the Melech. Egot Albert of Zich, that he wanted to make sure that he focuses on his tshuva. He didn't want to take away his avodah zarah Hashem, of Hashem Omalek Hillel. And he said, you take care of that one.
Then he instructed him.
Because it's Chavisa. David HaMelech has Chalokim Avodah Hashem. So he kept it for himself. He kept on his Hashem Omalek Hillel. But he made sure, says, when it finishes Avodah, because when he was Oim Lomos, so his Avodah, he felt he had achieved what he wanted to achieve. So then that was the time he felt to tell Shlomo HaMelech to carry out the Oynish of Moed B'Malchus. Right now, before he brings from the Chavis of Avodah Hashem, but Tochen says, whenever a person is in receipt of a gift to the Rabbeinu Shalom, of a gift from a boss of a dom, you should know a person has to focus. Avadi, you have to thank the person who gave it to you. But realize, said the Chosef Ovos, that you got a gift is a present from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore Avadi, you have to have a korsatoy. Or we don't forget your main korsatoy is to the Rabbeinu Shalom. As they said, the Chosef Ovos, Yeno was very kind. He chose to give you a gift. He chose to look after you. You have to be thankful to him. Hakosatoy. But don't forget, says the Chosef Ovos, don't forget the main korsatoy is to the Rabbeinu Shalom, because the Rabbeinu Shalom put in his mind that he should decide to give you a gift because you are deserving of a gift. So therefore, if you receive a gift, remember your main cause of time to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, says the Chavis Ovos, when it comes to be machnia yourself, he said, don't be machnia yourself be'ikah to the one who gave it to you. Your ikah achmas must be to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Chavis Ovos says, tomani, I'm surprised that people focus only on the one who gave the gift and they don't realize that the main gift from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So avad you have a cause of time, and avad you're thankful. The main achno has to be to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Zoya Toys of Chayes was quite arichas in Shabbat talk of Perek Dalit. So you see the same Yisoid. The way we have to look at every action is, whatever I'm deserving, I will get. Whatever I'm undeserving, I won't get. Who chooses to be the Sheikh of the Rabbeinu Shalom? That's everybody with his Bechira. Everybody is Megalgiz Chusar Dezaka Vechayv Dechayev. And Avadi, he deserves the credit. The one who does the good things, Afeket, if Chashon Faket. Of as far as the receiving end, whatever is Nigza from the Rabbeinu Shalom is what you get. And whatever is not Nigza, that won't happen. Raya number 5, which is perhaps the most powerful Raya, he brings from Kisri of Zunza Salant, B'Shem Rabbi Itzla Mikovna, B'Shem Chai V'Losha, B'Shem the Gaon. It brings a clear the issue Pi'ish. Tos Loima, Shabal Bechira Oysala Achem Ma She'ena B'Gzeyas HaBoira. The Gaon says quite clearly, he says, people make this mistake, and they think that the koyach of a bechir in the world is that you can do even something that the person is undeserving of misa, he's still going to get it. The Gaon says clearly, it's a toss. It can't be, that's not how the world is run. Even the Rabbeinu Shalom gave bechir to everybody. But as far as the one receiving end, it's a toss to say that he can get nizik, and he can get killed, even though min shemaim it wasn't nizik to get killed. There's no such thing. Whatever person gets nizik, whatever person receives, whether it's l'toyev or l'mutav, it's only what's nigza on him, what he's supposed to get, and what the Rabbeinu Shalom has decided. And finally, he brings us to Raya number 6, Rabbi Cholam Wasserman in his Biura HaGodes says quite clearly, and he touches that into Mishnah of us, he says, a person cannot kill somebody who is not Nigza, and a person even cannot even kill himself if it's not Nigza Olav. He says, a Mishnah of us, HaKochach Atochai, says Rabbi Cholam Wasserman, he says that you should know that a person has not got the power to do anything, for if the receiving end is not meant to happen to him, whether it's himself, whether it's others, it's because that's literally Mishal Kochat Chai. Chai, life is a present from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and life is ours, however long the Rabbeinu Shalom is going, that we're supposed to get life. Al Kochat Chai. So says Abba Cholam, That time, and he discusses a Tosis in Ksubas, which Tosis Mashm Nishtazos, Sabchonim, the Pshuta is that Kocha Atachai, it's not Shayach for a person to remove Chiyus, which is not Nigda from the Rabbi Shem. So it comes out from all these six Rayas.
Who's the six Rayas
from? Rabbi Chaim Friedland, the Zatzal, Sif Sechaim. These are the ones which are lechoyer, perhaps the easiest ones to understand. Yeah, it's got a riches, pages and pages. So the kids says zotef and doasach is that a baal bechira cannot be mazik or do anything against those emotions, which brings us back to our pausing this week's parsha. So when Yosef Atzadik says al tiroki tachas the kim oni, is even easier to understand now. Till now we said it's only al tzikoyach of a melech, of according to all these rayas, kum des nein, ke tazim oni zot yeisadish, you know, it's impossible for me to do to you anything. You are tzadikim, Yosef looked with great respect to his brothers, you're not deserving of any oinish, so therefore nothing can happen, don't worry about me, I can't do anything which is not nix on you, ke tazim oni. The shayla is this a stira to the Zohar Kodesh, which the Chaim brings the parshas Vayeshev, is this a stira? If now we come out with this yisoid, that a person can't do any nezek to a tzaddik, an undeserving person who doesn't deserve to be killed, even a baal b'chira can't do anything against it, is this a stira, or how do we understand this is the vital of the Zohar Kodesh parshas Vayeshev, that Yosef chose to throw Yosef HaTzadik into the pit, leman hatzlois miyodom, says the Chaim Hashem the Zohar Kodesh, because from Nechoshvi he wasn't worried about because a tzaddik won't get nizik. But baal b'chira, that's already a big problem. Baal b'chira can do things even with a non-nizik. How does that fit in? The choyer state called on Zohar Kodesh, which the shitzah of Shimon Nechoy, that a tana, as, nay, you can't be mazik, shayla man, how to loy some yodom. How does that fit in with all what we've proven?
But if
according to Yosef's understanding, that according to Reuven's understanding, that Yosef is sad, he doesn't deserve any Misa. So if he doesn't deserve any Misa, and that's what the Choshmoyim ask him, so why is he, why the man? They can't be Mazik somebody. You say Koyach person is different to change, but the Pasha is according to these rules. Even the Koyach, if a person is not deserving, it won't happen. So Zot of Chaim Vilander, one Yesoid, he said there's Yesoid, he boils it on the Kisver of Desler. He said, when it comes to Ayin Hara and Kinna, it works out differently. He says, there's a power of Ayin Hara. A person's got a koyach of Ayin Hara. If a person is jealous of somebody, and jealousy creates a very dangerous power of Ayin Hara, with Ayin Hara, one can cause tremendous nezek, even, we'll explain that in a moment, even more than what would be nigzer had the Ayin Hara not come about. He brings the frightened Gemara in Bar Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Beis. Rav went to visit the Beis HaKvoris. And Rav, with his gadlus, he went to the Kvorim looking into why everybody died. And he came out from Rav, he said, from every 100 people that I've seen, 99 died from Ayin Hara, only one died from, let's call it, because it was Nigzah Mitchila Sheyomas. 99 died Ayin Hara. Pachadiyah Kefel, Pachadiyah Gemara. So it's stated in Gemara, Bometziya Kuf Zayin Omer Beis. So Zogde, the power of Ayin Hara is a frightening koyach. The power of Ayin Hara is a tremendous koyach. And he explains Bekitza, he says, Ayin Hara is a result of kinna. If a person's got jealousy against somebody else, he gets a certain koyach called Ayin Hara, and he says, Reb Des, why have you got a power of Ayin Hara? Because the other person caused you to get jealous. So therefore, jealousy has got a power to be mazik, even though mitchila, it wasn't nigzer yenish adai, but since the jealousy came from the, let's call it the nirdav or the nizik, therefore, there's this koyach of Ayin Hara in the bria, and that can be mazik. So he said, this is the one, sort of, let's call it exception to the rule. It's not really a proper exception. It's exception to the rule that even though it wasn't nigzer mitchila that the person should be nenash, but if your actions caused Ayin Hara to the other person, and he's jealous of you, and it really disturbs him, and he looks on you with a bad eye, that has got a koyach to cause damage, even though mitchila is not nigzer shdai. It's a power the Rebbe should put in the bria, because you are partially to blame, because you should make sure they don't get jealous of you. You should make sure that he's not jealous. You help him and make sure you hide wherever you can hide, make sure he's not jealous. So he says, that's pshat in the Zohar Kodesh. Over here, the brothers were jealous of him. says Chaim Freeland. So here the brothers were jealous of Yosef. So even though the rule to follow is that a Baal Bechir can't do any damage, can't be mazik somebody who is undeserving, but if it's come about through jealousy, which leads to the power of Ayin Hara, that can cause tremendous endanger, tremendous sakona, even somebody who was turn out undeserving. Mameli says, concerning the brothers against Yosef, there was jealousy. The positive of the Zayin, about it, not jealousy, how we would talk about Shifte Kol, the positive says that Loshen, that they were jealous of him because they saw his success, and that Yisrael Leochadab Lesholem, the positive says it caused certain hard feelings. Therefore, they, with a power of iron horror, that Reuven was worried about. That's dangerous. It comes after Yosef. Yosef talked. But Yosef told over the dreams. Yosef was. I call upon him in the Posig Vice stories. I mean, as the answer, the Posig says that Yaakov didn't even told off Yosef, and he told his father, you shouldn't, you know, have Mochalem is there. Yaakov had, there was a certain minimal time of Yosef's role. Yaakov told Yosef off. There was a certain minimal time against Yosef. So, therefore, since it was an iron horror power, that was a fright. That room said that's dangerous. Yeah? No, the Choshkam not, that's unworked, I know. No, that only works when it says, Choshkavim couldn't because he was a tzaddik. It's only the power of iron horror which he can give to kill. The one who's got the iron horror, he's got this power which was caused to Yenna. Only the brothers could kill him. He said, that's sat in the Zohar Kodesh. So therefore, Leman HaTzeloiz Miyodom, that rumor was worried about. Rumor was worried about the power of the brothers which was created through iron horror. So that's where he was worried. But Faket says, Yosef, me to you. Said Yosef, me to you. I'm not jealous of you at all. Hatask him only. As far as me to you, there's no shine of kino. So Mela zokt Yosef tzadik to them. You don't have to worry for me. You don't have to worry for me. You don't have to worry for me because as far as I'm concerned, if you're tzadikim and you're not deserving, and Yosef looked at them with the great chashivas that they are undeserving of the punishment. So therefore, Yosef sold to them. Hatask him only. You don't have to worry for me. Can't be going. The Zohar Kodesh. Zohar Kodesh is a good array. He doesn't say the word Ayin Hara, but that's how we explain the Zohar Kodesh, to fit him with the psukim of Yipla Noifim Memenu. So Mela, that is the. He said it's a power of iron horror. The iron horror is a power. The iron horror is a power. So therefore, that's how he explains the steer of the psukim.
The iron horror only had the power for the brothers to kill him, to indeed killing him. It didn't have a power to put in you a sort of a riach that you could die. The iron horror was that the brothers could kill him. It didn't believe. Yeah. So once he was in Mitzrayim, even if they had iron horror, they had no more power to kill him.
Just can iron horror is normally, it's like the Toys Chaim says before, iron horror is a Matthias. The Toys Chaim says, like you, the Toys Chaim says, so much so, why a fish could not nib iron horror? Is iron horror is a Matthias, because the water is mafsik. That's the idea, the water is mafsik. Iron horror is a power. Iron horror is a power which the person who's got the iron horror has got to be mazik. One has to be very, very nizer from iron horror as much as possible. And he said, that's why there's loads of chazals, be careful of iron horror, and be careful not to cause somebody to have iron horror against you. And therefore, it's full of chazals when one has to cover oneself up, not to make somebody else feel jealous of you. That is something one has to be very careful. The nezek v'ayin hara is very great. Carrying on this Mishnah, al kocha ato chai, which the Mishnah of us says, chayim is a matona we've got. Chayim, it's up to us. We can't just get rid of our chayim. So I want to move over to Moed Gevot from the Gaon. The Gaon says on the Mishnah Ovis, the Mishnah says, Al Yavtichicho, Yitzrecho, Shashoil Beis Monus Loch, and then he carries on, Akochach, Neulat Akochach, Neutza Akochach, Atachai Akochach Meis, says the Gaon of Moed Gevshat. People may think, well look, it's all up to the Rabbeinu Shalem. He brought me into this world. Akochach, Atachai, he made Chokochias. Well, I'm not to blame. So if anything I do wrong, what was Minik Shuldig? It's Al Kork, it's all Keneget Korchi. So therefore, a person may feel Chabateretz. In fact, doing things wrong when they're by Hashem. I mean, you put me in this world. I mean, what was been Shuldik? So they go on avoiding a pshat. So the Gemara of Abasa starts with the Mishnah. Hamakiv is chaveir mishol shechoysov. Somebody who's got a field and he's got somebody, people around him, and people are putting up their fences around their fields. So your middle field gets fenced off by the people putting fields around their field. As long as he's only mukav from three sides, is a mechayv and oyso. So you're not mechayvin to share the expenses of the fence. Or besteed in the Vita Mishnah, omat bal sod of a goddess of years, megal no zakoil. But if the inner person, he makes the fourth fence and he shows, oh, and he's very happy, he shows netil, I can say, I don't need a fence, I wasn't worried, doesn't concern me, makes no difference to me, I'm not nene, can't be mechayim. But once he's omat the goddess of years, once he puts the fourth fence, megal ginil olav zakoil, he's mechuyot everything. He showed his nene, so if he showed his nene, therefore he's mechuyot on everything. Says the Gaon. The Gaon said it in his Ovashir. Said the Gaon, that shot in the Mishnah. A person may hope, or may assume he's got a teretz for all his maisim. But says the Gaon, no, 1 second. But when a person, Rachmon Tzlan, is confronted with Misa, he does what he can to save himself from Misa. It's a kochok atomeis. Meaning that you're not happy to die. When it comes to a person feels he's got dangers, and a general person is a kochagat amaze, you seem to be very upset about being confronted with Misa, and you do what you can to save yourself from Misa. So since it's a kochagat amaze, then megal ganol of zakoil. So even though you may think, don't think you've got a teretz in shoil, in lo'osid lovoi, because a kochagat anoitzo, oh, but once it's a kochat amaze, so you are happy in this world, you appreciate life in this world, that memela makes a person chayef for everything, that's red migagol sakoil. So the Dumna Magid walked in when the Gaon was saying this, and the Dumna Magid kedak goes to the Rebbe. Let me tell you a morsel. Can I say a morsel to illustrate this vort which you just said? So the Gaon gave him permission, and the Dumna Magid said, Azoi. There was a person, a Gvi, who had two daughters. The problem is one was extremely ugly, and one of them had extremely bad midas, was constantly speaking terrible forms of language against other people, and it was very, very difficult to go anywhere near this second one because of all the clawless and all the bad words which came out of her mouth. Now, what can he do? These were his two daughters. Came on the time of Shiduchim. Zukta Shidduch. So the Shadchonim come and go. It's Gainish. Who's going to be Meshadduch? There were these two bonies. So the Tumag with his marshal, Kumda Shadchon, Ichama Moyotike Shidduch for both of your daughters. Yeah, what's the Shidduch? I've got two Moyotike potential sonim. One of them is blind and one is deaf. So I recommend for the one, for the daughter, which doesn't look very attractive. So the blind won't be perfect shidduch for that one. And the one who speaks terrible languages, the deaf one will be an idol shidduch for that one. And Taka, it's given a moedige shidduch. Ah, it's given moedige leila. It's given simcha, gewaltige simcha, the stuve, and the two houses were gewaltig matzliach. Else is given b'shalom b'shalva. The cheresh, deaf man, never heard anything which was said to him. Gorge gehet, he never saw anything bad, and the blind man also never saw anything bad either. So, it's given gewalt. Come to gewalt, the doctor to the town. Aroi for mumcha, who's known, he can heal all mumin. And they hear, he can heal somebody who's blind, and he can heal somebody who's deaf. So they book an appointment with him, and he examines these two husbands, these two men. He says, yes, I've got a etzer, I've got the right system, I've got the right approach, I've got the right mahalach to heal you. And they agreed on a hefty price, and off he goes, and he does his work. And Takos Matzliach, the blind man can see, and the deaf man can hear. Well, obviously, Kumanahim is the blind man sees. This is his wife. Can you say well, Zion? And the deaf, not the former deaf man, the one who can hear, now comes home. On ahead, the coilers of rock, he can't last out. Skanish. So the doctor, while this tradition banked by them, the doctor comes up to the dog, and they haven't paid me yet. payment. You look, you've caused me tzaddik, you've ruined our lives. The kid says, Gevan Adin Taira. It's Gevan Adin Taira. And he came to court. And the shofar listened to the tzaddik. And the shofar said, yeah, ich hab. So the shofar says to the doctors, yeah, look, says the doctor, I'm sorry, you can't charge. You haven't given them, you just ruined their lives. But you work very hard. So my psak is, revert each one to the previous matzav. Make the former blind man blind again, and the former deaf man again, make him deaf again, and then enchanama. So then you brought back to what happened before. That's what you have to do. You're mechuyev to take away your nezek. You're mechuyev to take away your damage, what you've done. As she says, fine, I'm 100% maskin. And name the salvi. Said, no, das schon nicht. This blind man said, no, I'm not coming blind again. And this deaf said, not coming deaf again. She said, 1 second. As you're happy with the service, you please pay up. So Mela said, here's my time to pay up. Dos is giving the marshal for the Dubna Magid. Mela is off the Dubna Magid. This is exactly what the Rebbe the Gona said chat in the Mishnah. A person can't come and tain al kochatachai. That therefore, Oibazoi, what was it on me? You're happy with the chaim. Al kochatameis. And therefore, you kochat also litten dim v'cheshman. And therefore, you have to take the full cheshman. I'll just end off with one small vault in the parasha, which I saw a beautiful vort, beautiful hair on the parasha. Nothing to do with it, but just a good gvaldike vort. On the Pasuk, states, in the brochas, Uleven Shinayim Mecholov. So Chazal Darshan on this Pasuk, what does it mean, Leven Shinayim Mecholov? Is the Chazal Darshan that the Losh Chazal is, that Gemara Brochas on Hebe is, God oil malbin Shinayim lechaveiro yoisim mashkei cholov. It's greater, it's supposed by the brokers of Yehuda or Leven Shinayim Cholov. It's greater the person doing and a nice look, a nice smile to his friend, much greater than giving him cholov, giving him to drink. A smile, a save upon a yofer is far more powerful than many other things. So I saw Moedig a Meiser. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down a Meiser. He said, the Meiser is like this. A younger man after davening gets a tap on the shoulder, and a certain mumcha, Shon Bayis mumcha, taps on the shoulder and says, Abid, you should know with your word, you've achieved something which I haven't achieved in months. So I think you got the wrong address. No. With your one word, you've achieved Shon Bayis in a house I haven't achieved in months. So he said, what do you mean? He said, did you not tell somebody a few weeks ago about what a fine son he's got? Yeah. So he said, let me tell you something. That family have got problems. They've got no respect for each other. And it's based on, because they've got no respect on themselves. They're not happy themselves, and that leaves no self-respect, leaves to no respect for others as well. He says, I've been trying for months and months sorting out the shalom bayis in this house. I've been unsuccessful. You, a few weeks ago, you noticed the son of this family learning about Medrash, learning about Smodah. And you impressed. Yes, it's true. He says, you went up to the father. You went up to him, father. You said, you should know, you got a wonderful son. And you got a wonderful son. And therefore, Ashrichem, they got such a wonderful son. They brought such a wonderful son in the world. Yes. He said, you should know, that person came home. He hasn't heard a compliment for a long time. He felt, Taka, I've got wonderful children. And therefore, his whole self-respect became different. And therefore, as soon as he came home, he saw everything in a different viewpoint. He saw everything differently. And once he felt a bit of self-respect, that caused him respect for others, and automatically, he behaved totally differently. So what you achieved in your one small word, it costed you nothing. Not money, and not tirch, and nothing. You've caused a shalom bayis in a house which professionals didn't manage to do. And just end up, I think from Matzor Salomon of Zum Tishtar Zayin, he says, Merum is this in a Rashi beginning of Miketz. Rashi says, the cows came out, Yefois Mare of Rios Boso. They were handsome looking, let's call it, and healthy cows. So why on earth do we need the cows to be handsome looking? I mean, what does that mean? The cows, they were fat and they're full of meat. They understand that's a sign for Yemei Asoiva. Handsome looking, I don't know what means a handsome looking cow in any case. To me, they're all not the same. But what does it mean, Yefois Mare? They looked handsome looking. And what's the limit of it? Says Rashi, Moedika words. Simunu Yemei Asoiva, it's a sign of satisfaction. Shehabriois Nirois Yofoi Zulazu. People look pleasant one to another. Why? She'ein ein borot zor beriyot zor bechaveta. Because every person is satisfied, and therefore yena looks nice and favorable to him. Sheder ashlis esoyin. If a person is satisfied with himself, yena looks pleasant to him as well. If a person is dissatisfied with himself, then yena, he's got all to say about yena as well. Sheder hidden in this rush, and that's why simoni meisova is a fois mare, handsome looking cows. They looked handsome. Because everybody was satisfied. So this is, if all we need to do is feel satisfied ourselves, and the mela, we behave different towards others, and that's how we're zoicha to have only shalom, shalom. Yeah.